Art education isn't always a top priority for schools, especially in districts where kids are struggling to master the basics of reading and math. But in Prince George's County, one of the lowest scoring districts in Maryland, outside Washington, D.C., educators are pioneering a new approach called arts integration. They're using music to teach math and dance to teach science with the idea that the arts help engage students and boost achievement. Matthew Schwartz of Here and Now contributor WAMU has more about how the program is working.
There was a time when I didn't know much about the way water evaporates, but then I heard a song written by an elementary school teacher.
Evaporation, sunworms, oceans, water vapor rises to the sky. Condensation, cool clouds are forming, tiny droplets hug up high. Precipitation is falling down, then the water cycle starts again.
Ari Stern teaches music at Rogers Heights Elementary in Prince George's County, Maryland. He also teaches arts integration, which uses music along with dance, plays, and visual arts to help students learn subjects that haven't traditionally been taught in song.
For me, music has always been an essential element of approaching life. And so when something is boring, I look to music to liven it up. When something is sad, I look to music to create uplifting feelings. And that can be said not just for music, but for all the arts.
In math class at Rogers Heights, Stern teaches students about the different instruments they could use in a rock band.
Which drum kit do you want in your band's sound? What kind of feeling do you want to generate in your audience?
Then the kids were shown the price tag. It turns out arts integration isn't just about teaching students the core subjects. It's also about teaching them how to work together, in this case, to figure out how to split up their limited funds to buy the best instruments.
I'm going to give you now 1 minute for a quick group discussion. What do you want most of all? How are you going to keep control over your budget while getting the sound that you want?
A wealth of research shows arts integration helps kids increase their problem-solving skills, enhance their social development, and remember the material better. Studies show the use of arts in education engages the whole brain, improving retention. But students don't need academic studies to know that it works.
I think that arts integration helps us learn a lot.
Victor Munoz is a fifth grader at Rogers Heights.
When you hear a song and you hear the rhythm and the beat, it stays in your mind, so that helps you remember.
Music has been used forever to help kids learn.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well,
but very few school districts have embraced the philosophy of infusing arts throughout the curriculum. Kevin Maxwell is in his third year as superintendent of schools in Prince George's County. When Maxwell first traveled around the district, he says he was appalled that elementary school students were seeing an art teacher just once every 8 or 9 weeks for 30 minutes at a time.
I will just be honest, that is not an art program. It's not going to ground our children in the value of the arts.
So Maxwell added more teachers and started infusing arts into the broader curriculum. Maxwell hopes it will encourage kids not just to learn for a test, but to learn for life.
I think the arts are imperative for us as a culture and as a country. I don't know what life would be without music. You don't become lifelong learners by memorizing vocabulary lists. You become a lifelong learner by learning to love words. I believe that you have to teach kids to value the learning.
For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Schwartz.